and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. T, the show where we talk how to live a more functional, independent, and occupational life through the lens of an occupational therapist. This season, this year, we talked about how we're going a different direction, talking about ideas and concepts and things that come from my own life, not just tips and tools of the trade in a fine motor and a functional life skills way, but different things that appeal to me that could hopefully help you and let you think occupationally, independently, functionally, especially within and around your own home, things you probably have anyway, but how we could look at it, how we could think of it. So we've talked about so many things, including different technology and the phone and the smartphone and music, different layout, how the couch interacts. And today we'll go a little further, thinking about the dining room, thinking about the kitchen. Every apartment, every house has to have a dining room, has to have a kitchen. Even if it's a dining room, living room combination, there's usually a living area and a kitchen. So when it comes to the layout of different things, there's so many different types of tables. There's so many different types of layouts. I was just thinking earlier how interestingly we started and we progressed further and further. Of course, a dining set is a fortune, is very, very expensive. We lucked out, we'll talk about that in a second, but when we first started, we took like a little folding, nothing, square bridge table from my mom. Not a very big table to work with, not a very sturdy table to work with. It was a short-term solution, but at least we had something. And you can imagine in the living room, dining room combination apartment we had in one of the boroughs of the city, that it was in our layout of that living room, dining room combination. I still think about the layout, how on one side we had the shelves, the bookshelves, which are now in our current house in our basement, of course, for our storage of our library and books and tchotchkes and the like. But in that apartment, we have one side in the corner had the bookshelves. Eventually we moved the bookshelves to the foyer, the little foyer, the like entry little room area. Once you came into the door, there was a closet to the right, and then there was a really nice pretty foyer that was basically wasted space. We ended up putting the bookshelves there. And then the living room, dining room had basically the couch on one corner of the wall, and opposite that was the TV with the TV stand. Eventually we moved the TV out of that room and brought it into the room. And we moved the TV to a different area, but then we had the dining space, the dining table space, and then opposite that was the break front eventually when that came, but we didn't have that right away. We know we lived in the city suburb, one of the boroughs city-like area for 3.5 years before we came here. Now we've been living here 4 years in the house, thank God. But the way we laid it out, you know, we started with a very small table. We started with a square bridge table. Eventually, we graduated, if you could call it, to like one of those folding heavy-duty tables. You could get at like Home Depot. You could get at Costco. You know the one I'm talking about. It's like 6 foot long, maybe 2 or 3 feet wide. It has the collapsible legs. It's like white. It's a nice sturdy table, but it's not a real dining room table. It doesn't have the feel of a dining room table. Of course, there are many types of dining room tables, very, very many styles. You could have a stone one, you could have a wood one, you could have all different ones, you could have a square one, you could have a rectangle one, you could have a circle one I've even heard about and seen. But we were thinking about what to do for it, and we heard through our synagogue, through our shul, at the time we were youth directors, we helped out the shul, we helped out the synagogue in the borough city that we lived in, and we heard that they were giving away a beautiful dining room set with 6 chairs. They were giving away the break front that went with the dining room set with the 6 chairs, and they were giving away a coffee table. It was all for free, and in the Judaic way of life, a lot of times there's an element of chesed, there's an element of loving kindness, and kindness, how even if you could make a fortune, sometimes if we're clearing out an in-law's apartment, we're clearing out a house, we're clearing out, we should know from such things, but even if, in general, if we're going through things, a lot of times we think to ourselves, especially in the Jewish way of thinking, and hopefully everyone has this way of thinking, who could benefit? Who could get from this, and who could figure out what they can learn from this? We even have groups in my own community now. It's a resale giveaway group. Half the time, they're just giving things away. They're not using, but other people could benefit. The famous phrase, one man's trash is really another man's treasure. Because if I can't use this, you could use it. And I'm not going to charge you for it. You know, okay, if the Crocs don't fit my wife and they cost $40, I would charge you $40. But in general, for a small example, but in general, if I don't want these pomegranate juices, I can't use this, I can't use that, So this guy, he was clearing out his mother-in-law's apartment. They weren't going to use the furniture. They weren't going to charge us for us. They just wanted a young couple to use it. So we connected with them. We hired a mover to get the furniture out of their apartment all the way over where his mother-in-law was. And we brought it to our apartment. And of course, we had to pay for the moving and storage. But even if you think about the hundreds we spent for the moving and storage, even if you calculate $300, $400, $500, that still is a complete bargain versus how much does a dining room set go for? $1,000, $2,000? How much does a break front go for? $800, $1,000? How much does a coffee table, beautiful, beautiful glass coffee table, which we now told you we use in the attic as my pseudo work office table. We transformed it from a coffee table because we have little kids and it's sharp and it would probably break. So we moved it, we put it on stilts, and we made it into a desk, which I thought was a brilliant solution. And that coffee table itself probably also cost $500. So, okay, so we spent a couple of hundred to move it, but so worth it, because instead of $3,000, we spent a few hundred. But if you think about the elements of the basis of a house, when you're cooking in the kitchen, you need the counters, you need the counter space, and there are ways to do it. There are movable islands, there are peninsulas that could come out and can go in. You could do the ones where it's built in, like ours, I guess, is called a G or a big U. I don't know how to describe it, but when they redid it and we got a little more counter space, thank God, with the help of everybody that chipped in, you know, we put in the counter space, and we used to have the kids loving to sit. A lot of times they still sit now and eat, but now my wife and I decided we really need to get them to sit at the table with us. What's the point of a dining room if we only use it once a week on the Sabbath, on Shabbos? That makes no sense. So now we got new tablecloths. We have a beautiful white tablecloth for Sabbath / meat. And you know, we do meat and dairy stuff in the Jewish way of life. And then we have the dairy tablecloth, which used to be different ones, but now I got a nice brown one. So when I'm working here remotely, I put the brown one down for dairy, and then we switch it. If we're eating dairy for dinner, we'll put the brown one out. We'll roll up the white one halfway across so that we have enough room for me, my wife, and our two sons, and then we bring the girl over to eat with us. And if it's meat, then the whole table is accessible, and it's so nice to be able to sit and eat at the table. We used to let the kids eat in the living room at the couch, and my wife and I are like, we can't do this anymore. We want them to get into the custom, at least for dinner time. We really need to sit at the table. And if they want to sit at the counter while I'm preparing stuff, we have those wonderful stools. But you think about how we can element our house out, how we could do it. So we graduated from this square table to that rectangular table, and finally we got this wonderful dining table. It's really cool when you can mix and match it. And over the years, we figured out what to do with this dining room. How can we have more storage? Because we talked about this in a whole episode with this house. We love our house, but it wasn't given to us with a lot of storage. So you have to make storage. You have to figure out what to do for storage. So we talked about in the attic how we got all those Sterilite brand plastic drawers and the plastic shelves where we have like four of them back to back. And in the basement, we got the Home Depot like makeshift closet, rubber closet, plastic closets that has all those shelves. And on the main floor, the ottoman is a storage piece, and the shoe bench is a storage piece, and the break front itself we keep in the living room because it's a little too big for the dining room. The layout has to be figured out in every apartment, in every house. When you're doing different things, you have to figure out how it works. So that's also a big storage piece. And in the dining room itself, we got this really cool 3-drawer/cabinet from Wayfair, and we had them build it for us, and it has 3 drawers. So the top drawer is like the miscellaneous stuff, the middle drawer is like the electronic stuff, like the computer, and the bottom stuff is like coloring stuff. And in the cabinet, we put a lot of books, and my wife's books for her teaching, and some books like library books, because most of the library books are in the basement in the bookshelves. And then we have my dad's piece, where the candelabra is, and like all the Sabbath stuff of the candles and the like, different ways to lay things out. But when you focus on the element of the table, the dining room table, and some people have an eat-in kitchen, and houses are laid out very differently, but we wanted it to be that you could eat in the kitchen with the stools, but we really wanted a formal dining room. A lot of houses have a cape where you don't actually have a formal dining room. A lot of them have where it's the kitchen has an area of the kitchen you could eat in. Some people have an eat-in kitchen and a dining room, like my in-laws and my mom and other people have that. But depending on what you do, depending on how big or how small your house is, how it laid out, it's always important to have that table wherever it is, however it is. And it should be big enough that it can house everybody. When we first moved in, when we had it in the apartment, it was suitable for 6, but it has 2 extension pieces. So then when we moved to the house, we added a piece to allow it to be for 8. And then I figured, you know what? I really don't like taking in and putting out this piece. I want the kids to sit with us. I want it to be that as we grow up, everybody could sit at the table and do their own work. So we put in all two-piece, all of the pieces, and now it's suitable for 10. And if you have small enough chairs, you could squeeze a little more. So you have the head and you have the tail of the table, and then you have four on each side. So we could get the 10. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you squeeze in some stools, you could get even more sitting. So if you have a table that could extend, that has the pieces that go in and out, I know a lot of families have it. My own family growing up and other people have, where the pieces go in and out. We finally decided just to keep all the pieces in. This way, if we ever have guests, we have room. We could always finagle it. But the table is so important. It's such a functional aspect. You know, sitting at the table, working at the table. I love being able to sit at the table, looking to my left, seeing the kids and my wife in the living room when they're home or at nighttime, and I need to do stuff at the table. And going behind me, looking into the kitchen, it's just a wonderful element. The dining table, for the love of the dining table, for the love of the counters, eating and gathering and around food is such a fundamental aspect. You think about sociology. I took a whole course about the sociology of food. So many aspects, so many events, so many elements of our life are tied to food. Make sure you have that good dining table. Don't start like us. Don't start with a little situation. Make it in. I mean, obviously, you start out with what you have if you don't have money or the like. But if you're in a situation, you're in a position, make sure you have that good space to eat with yourself, with your friends, with your family, with your kids. And make it a crucial aspect, a focal aspect, sitting down for dinner, turning off those phones, turning off those distractions, just giving time and space to your family, to your spouse, to your kids. All of the distractions could wait, and fundamentally figure out the day, how you could lay out the day. I like to have 4 to 5 p.m. to be the dinner prep time, 5 o'clock dinner, and then 6 o'clock bath/bedtime, depending on the day. Figuring out a way that we can make it a focus point of our life, because it's so important, so functional, so important in our own lives. Join us next time as we continue talking for the Love Series, talking about dance and audio here on OT Talk with Mr. T, and I'm your host, Mr. T.